Would you like your wrestling-related product, podcast, or service heard about by tens of thousands of listeners of Tool Engagement with Matt Kuhn? You can advertise today. Just contact me personally, matt@mattkuhn.com, and we can advertise your product. You can even sponsor the show. I think you'll like the rates, and I think you'll like the results. matt@mattkuhn.com. Email me today. Advertise tomorrow. Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, on the MLW Radio Network, and brought to you by our partners at WrestleZone.com, which just so happens to be the most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. I'm Matt, and I'm a fan just like you, and sometimes I have some opinions, sometimes I might talk to some people, but basically it's just us fans talking, and this is our weekend update, a bite-sized show this weekend. I'm trying to do these shows a little bit more occasionally, as much as I possibly can. The reality is people are listening, and I want to thank you so much. Before we get to the wrestling, I saw Bohemian Rhapsody tonight, and man, that's a shitty movie. I didn't like it at all. I think it was corny, and it was contrived, and it wasn't the result of a really great writing, editing, or directing job. I think if you're going to make a movie, you got to say a little bit more than Queen existed and Queen went away and Freddie Mercury was gay and he had drug problems. I mean, that's basically what the movie was. Oh, and they made awesome music. That's the story. For me, you've got to make some a compelling story. If there's not a compelling story there, don't just make a biopic. If you're going to make a biopic, you got to make one like Ray. Let's look at Ray as the example of the biopic. It was boring. It was, like I said, contrived. There's an opening scene where Freddie Mercury starts singing and they just join in harmony. It wasn't supposed to be comedic, but it came off a lot like that scene from Anchorman where they all go into Afternoon Delight. And my son and I were watching and we just died. We just dropped because it was so corny. I did see Rocket Man. I thought Rocket Man was a little bit better. At least they went for something. It was a very ambitious movie. If you haven't seen Rocket Man, it's a musical, but it's a very high-concept musical. You know, for instance, during the song Rocket Man, Elton John, as an adult, falls into a pool in a drug-addled state, and he starts swimming to the bottom, where he sees himself as a child, playing piano in a spacesuit, and they sing Rocket Man to each other. At this point, we had had a few scenes like this. And the juxtaposition between weird scenes like that and really serious scenes was strange to me. But at this point, I turned to my son and I said, if he turns into a motherfucking rocket, I'm out of here. And sure enough, like 30 seconds later, he turned to a rocket. If you're going to make a movie about, you can't, I guess you can. If the movies are profitable, go for it. But I'm going to be more selective in the movies I watch. I just wanted to go off on that a little bit because I just wasted 2 years of my life watching that Bohemian Rhapsody. Wasn't a fan. Today, though, we're going to do a short show. We're going to talk just about two subjects. Number one is the Raw reunion and how it can be used as a way to help the product as opposed to what it's probably going to be. And the second thing we're going to talk about is the idea that's been coming out lately. I know some people guessed at it and some people may have reported it before it was actually a thing, but now there's some credible sources talking about it. Not that they weren't credible before, I'm not trying to start anything, but my understanding is, not just from the sources, but from people on the inside, is that NXT on FS1 was more of a pipe dream of fans than anything else, but with NXT being declared a thing, with AEW being declared a thing, people know it's going to be on Wednesday nights, I believe. The talk is that NXT is going to be on Fox Sports 1. It seems like a no-brainer as kind of a way to temper the AEW thing. I'm going to talk a little bit about my opinion on that, and that is what's coming up on this bite-sized weekend edition of Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn. Now, the news just broke, and I think a lot of people have been guessing at it, a lot of people have been suggesting it. Some people have reported as facts, but my information is that this is a new development, is that Fox Sports 1 might be carrying NXT to go head-to-head with All Elite Wrestling. Now, from WWE's standpoint, What a mistake this is. For the fan standpoint, it's great. But for the WWE, this is a huge mistake because there's nothing they can get out of it at all. Zero. All they can do is bring more attention to All Elite Wrestling. Because the reality is, no matter how great NXT is, no matter how many people watch it, AEW is going to have a bigger rating than NXT. So the storyline is going to be All Elite Wrestling beats NXT in the ratings. Now, why am I so sure? Because they have so much more clearance. There's millions and millions of more homes that have TNT than have Fox Sports News. I'm sorry, Fox Sports One. And also, bringing attention to All Elite Wrestling by having a head-to-head show is just going to give the AEW brand more of a position as the alternative to the WWE. Instead of this offshoot that's insignificant, it's going to be like, hey, look, here's the A and B comparison. You don't want to put yourself in a position to do that. Because although NXT has a good product, some say a great product, AEW is very different. AEW is so different that it might be a breath of fresh air to fans who are just trying it out. And it might be something that people might not even try if NXT wasn't on Wednesday. Because I don't know if you remember, but I remember when Raw and Nitro were on at the same time. I don't know if I ever watched a whole episode of Raw or Nitro because I was flipping back and forth. So if WWE is trying to trigger a war that's going to, you know, grow both companies, that's possible. I don't think that's what they really want to do. I think they just want to squash AEW. But if that's what they're trying to do, then bully for them, as Ron Swanson would say. But if that's not what they want to do, going head-to-head, putting that NXT show up against Wednesday, up against AEW on Wednesday, is not only going to dilute their product by kind of giving fans a choice. Am I going to watch SmackDown this week or NXT? Am I going to watch Raw this week or NXT? But also give you that A and B comparison. Also bring more eyes to AEW. I think it's a huge mistake for WWE. I think it's going to be great for us, though. But it seems to me reactionary. It seems to me not well thought out. I don't know if fans want another hour of WWE TV. And I think some fans might choose to go ahead and watch on Wednesday and, you know, not watch Raw. So, big mistake, WWE, but good for us. That's my take. Raw reunion. Now, we all love these kind of special Raws, but the reality is they're these kind of standalone things that don't have any effect on the product, really. They give you the ratings bump, and I believe it was, I think I read somewhere that it was what was deemed the best by WWE of a bunch of ideas presented by USA to kind of get the ratings up, give them a ratings bump. But if it's just a Raw reunion, it's not going to be a lasting thing. It's not going to be an impactful thing. And man, look what they're doing. Steve Austin, Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, Kevin Nash, Kurt Angle. Somehow they got Triple H. My God. Sergeant Slaughter, Christian, Eric Bischoff, the Boogeyman, Jimmy Hart, so many people. And I think what we're going to have is just like scenes where people dance in the background. Ron Simmons comes up and yells, "Damn." And then we're going to have, you know, Hulk Hogan come out and not talk about the comments he made, which is smart. Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to stun somebody. And Shawn Michaels and Triple H are going to come out and pose. And the Click is going to come out and get some accolades. And some young wrestlers might get what they call the rub, you know, where a wrestler appearing with a more established wrestler is deemed more significant by just being in the same ring with a legend. But that usually takes the form of, you know, something like Heath Slater getting clotheslined by APA, or it takes the form of Elias getting stunned by Steve Austin. But there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity that can be taken advantage of if the creative is allowed to get involved, and if the talent is allowed to work with these legends in a way that perpetuates the feuds, the angles, the characters. Now, I'm not saying have the big angle, because I think the big angle is something that's never worked in the history of WWE. You know, you had, and what I'm talking about is, you know, a one shot where we're going to kickstart everything and reset everything. We're going to talk about how the product sucks and we're going to wipe everything away and start all over again. That's death. It always has been. Slow builds are the idea, but we have an opportunity to maybe add to these builds, create some builds using these legends. Like, I mean, why not use Hulk Hogan as a way to get Drew McIntyre over? Have Hogan back off, back down from Drew McIntyre. Why not have Steve Austin be used in a way to help facilitate a different feud for a different guy? And maybe Steve Austin doesn't get the last laugh. I know he's very protective of his character, so that might not be realistic. But maybe, just maybe, we could actually do the thing that we all want. And we have enough people there to make this happen. And of course, I'm talking about the Roman Reigns heel turn. Now, I know there's some people out there who probably go, oh my God, it's never going to happen, number one. And number two, what's the difference if Roman wins by rolling somebody up with their tights or putting his feet on the ropes or throwing some powder in their eyes or whatever? I'm from the 80s. I'm sorry. But the reality is that it's time to turn Roman heel. It has been for a long time, but now is better than ever. Fans, since his real-life, courageous, and awesome return from leukemia, they've been tepid. Because the people who cheer for him are still cheering for him, but the people who booed him are just sitting on their hands. And he is a commodity. He is someone who has shown who can move the needle as far as ratings go. So you have these beloved people, Steve Austin, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, that Roman Reigns can finally come out and turn on them and turn on the fans and say, I've been here and you're cheering these old people. You're cheering these guys who aren't in here. I'm here every week and you guys aren't cheering me. And maybe he cheap shots Steve Austin. Maybe he clotheslines Hulk Hogan. Maybe he runs down Ric Flair. Maybe he has no respect for Shawn Michaels. Maybe these legends being in the ring are the trigger that creates the Roman Reigns heel turn. Because I will tell you what, Roman Reigns as a face, it was tried. It was worth trying. I'm not sure if it was worth trying to the extent that it was tried. But Roman Reigns the heel is going to draw money against a baby face that the fans get behind and identify with. Now, I'm not sure who that is yet, but let's create the heel first. Let's use Austin and Hogan and Flair and Michaels in particular to turn Roman finally, because these people are beloved, regardless of everything. Hogan's beloved. Of course, Flair and Michaels and Austin and all these others are beloved. This is an opportunity to get Reigns over as a heel. He might not have the opportunity again. And then this Raw reunion isn't wasted. It's not just a notion in the wind. It's not just a temporary ratings bump that goes back the following week. How are they going to follow it up? How are you going to get more people to watch as a result of the reunion show? Let's use the reunion show as a way to get more people to watch the following week. Don't just treat it as a one-off. Let's have ambition here. Let's reach for the sky and say, yeah, we're going to bring all these legends. But the reason we're going to bring all these legends is because we're going to do some shit with these legends that's going to make people want to watch the guys we have now next week. That's a lofty fucking goal. And I think it's possible if you work around the clock the way that I know WWE Creative works around the clock till 4:30, 5:30 in the morning at these meetings. If you're working that hard, let's come up with some ideas. Let's come up with some ideas and let the fans get outraged at the legends not being treated the way they should. But let's come up with some ideas to perpetuate the Raw brand, the WWE brand, and to really let this reunion show be a net gain, not a temporary bump. That's up to them. This has been a total engagement. I can't even see him. I'm really tired, guys. I just had a camp, like I always say, like 30 kids, 28 kids, and we did Beatles stuff. We did the Abbey Road medley. I am exhausted, and this is my weekend, but I'm up. I think it's 1:38 in the morning on Saturday. I do lessons on Saturday morning, so I'll be doing lessons for about 3 or 4 hours. And then I kind of have a weekend, you know. So I'm a little bit tired, so let me see if I'll try that again. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at MattKuhnTE for the total engagement Twitter, or say hi to me over at MattKuhnMusic on Twitter. Of course, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. And hey, if you want to reach tens of thousands of listeners, you can advertise on Total Engagement. Just email me, matt@mattkuhn.com. That's right, matt@mattkuhn.com. If you have a product that you want to get in the ears of wrestling fans that listen to podcasts, we might be the show to try. Give us a holler. I think you like the rates. for Total Engagement with Matt Kuhn. I'm Matt, and I'm going to get some sleep, and I'll see you later.